Katie for FDI.
Or FCM. The big right hand out, can you hear me okay?
Here. Sound pretty good.
This radio was amazing. Hey, we had a great time at Grove Park Inn. It was so fun.
Not a good time. But the food was amazing.
It reminded me of the goat we had in Africa. A little musty taste, but it was really good lamb. And tonight's our Sunday school party, so party, party.
Isn't it? So what are you guys going to have to eat at the Sunday school party?
Each piece of probably ham and a bunch of desserts. Ham, squash casserole, and then come over and watch Joel. Oh, Joel was great. I kept thinking, I wish you were seeing it. He really liked it.
That's good stuff. Yeah, we went to Mr. Cactus last night and had some food. Had the fajitas. It was really good.
Place that, is it like Moe's and Chipotle sort of? It's like the place we do near the Publix up there in the, it's like a fun place. Yeah, we leave 5:30 for the party that we come and watch Home Patrol again. It's better Saturday night than Friday night, so look forward to it.
Yep. So, yeah, but it's getting ready to get, it's still freezing out there, I know that much, so had some cool days so far. We've tried to, the gear has been working pretty good, so we, stuff still cranks up and everything, takes a little bit more time, it's warm up, but still able to work, so that's good.
Night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after all this time of no rain, we're having 3 days of rain, 2 inches of, Chris Justice lived up to around 2 inches of snow. He said, no, people, I didn't mean snow, don't start calling me. He said, rain, not snow.
There was a chance of snow, but I don't think there is anymore, so just all rain, excuse me.
I work with anybody today or by yourself.
I'm going to take today off, so just hang out with Angela and the kids and just kind of chill out a little bit and do some housework. I need to probably blow off the roof today and then blow the rest of the leaves, so I'll probably do that. And then just kind of hang out, and that's about it.
It's like a fun day. Be careful on the roof. Don't slide off that thing. It'll be in evening use. Yeah, well, my foot's looking really good. Next time I go Thursday, he's going to dismiss me. Thanks. It's all over. I go to the podiatrist next Thursday, he's going to dismiss me. Thinks it's all over. He'll done it over.
I'm glad you're having that, getting that off. I thought that was already off, but I guess they're doing it next week, huh?
Yeah, next Thursday, thinks, dismiss me, say, don't come back unless you need me. I don't need you.
I know you've been looking forward to that, so that's huge. So I'm sure you'll be able to walk around a little bit better without the boot on, so be a huge relief. So you think we'll be going to the Citrus Bowl, huh?
Likely one December 30th. They're looking at it, but they're going to announce it Sunday, so Sunday we'll know for sure. But all speculation is Citrus Bowl, December 30th.
Go to something a little new and fresh. I know you've been going to the Outback Bowl a lot, and then went to the one in Jacksonville. A little bit further drive, but it's Orlando has so much more to do, so that would be a great destination. That'd be a fun game. So, it's always a good one.
Steve's saying he's keeping his guys, they can stick it with him. And so I didn't even know it was in Orlando. I figured you'd know, but I'm glad you found that out. Yeah, we'll know Sunday and, tomorrow, yeah. Today's Saturday.
Sunday?
That's what the article said, yeah.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I can think there were the SEC championships today, so it was ACC and some other games. So that'd be fun to watch.
Talk, but I'll be watching on patrol. They play, and if they win, they're in the playoff ACC championship. So I'm not going to watch it after beating them. That's all I wanted to watch.
Hopefully they don't win. I'm hoping SMU will beat them. So it's going to be a tough game, though. So, you know, I know they're fortunate they got in and everything else. It's a little bit easier to get the ACC. ACC championship than it is the SEC.
The SEC, boy, the schedule was relentless, and Beamer thought sure they'd take that into consideration for the 12, but they didn't do it. But we'll still do a good bowl game, so we'll be okay. That'll give us 10 wins.
Yeah, that would be epic. I haven't had 10 wins since I I've been born. I know that. I mean, I'm trying to think what our best record was under Spurrier, but I don't think it was, it might have been 10, but that's about it. So, well, good stuff. So, what are you guys doing this weekend or tomorrow?
We come home and watch for some football and enjoy some good old black eyed peas. Looking forward to it.
It's 1 week, don't you? It might be kind of rough.
Good old black eyed peas. It's a good old comfort food, southern comfort food. There's a cornbread with it and got a veal.
So, yeah, we're kind of gearing up to get ready for our cruise. We got to put the car in the shop and get the oil changed and just have a tune-up because it's going to go about 7 hours down to Cape Canaveral. And we'll park it there for a whole week and be on the boat.
So I will be calling you for a week then. Well, I miss you, but I hope you have a fun, safe trip when it comes.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, so it'll be great. But sounds good, Dad. I'm going to get the day started here and everything else. And got to find a time to hunt next week. Running out of time here. You know, if you want to maybe sometime in the morning or something, if you're available.
What place did you find where we can? What'd you find?
The WMA land up near Pickens County. Get some chairs and set it up in there. It's the only place I know to go. How about you?
John Peary mentioned something about some land, but I don't know where it is. Bamberg would be way too far, but if it was local to Greenville, he was going to bait it and put a chair down. So if I'd find where it is, so.
Yeah, it'd be fun to hunt in WMA land. I mean, I know we did that one time, and, you know, I'd just sit in the woods there for a while and see what we can find. You know, would you rather go in the morning or the evening?
I think morning was better for me. Evening, I mean, I was so stuffed up. I hear it's just full of allergies and all. It's just real stuffed up.
Under the weather today, too. So I'm going to take some ibuprofen and maybe some vitamin C and hopefully feel a little bit better.
I'm out in the bedroom here. This thing does so well.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and strong, so sounds really good. I'm surprised. This radio is putting out pretty good, so I'm glad I got it working again. I don't know what I did, but it's working.
It has been for a long time now, so good. I was waiting for you, and appreciate you being there, and enjoy your Saturday, and looking forward to the Sunday school party, and white elephant gift. You never know what it's going to be, but some years is junk, some years is pretty good, so it's a fun way to end the party each year.
Yeah, I haven't done one of those white elephant gift things in a long time, so well, that'll be fun for you. Hopefully you get something that that'll be worth your while and you can keep and everything else. So, but good stuff. Don't be careful, and I know it's still pretty slick outside, so don't be busting your butt on any ice.
But I'm frozen here on the deck, so just light frost, but not bad at all. I love you and appreciate you being here. The guys weren't talking, though. Yeah, they'll be there. Katie for FDIW for FCM. The groggy voice, froggy voice here.
Same here this morning. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Love you, son. Again, thanks for getting up and calling me in the mornings. W4FCM, signed.